You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Hi, I'm Joe Heath.
I'm Tony Heath.
And this is the Watchathon at Dragon Con.
Or it will be.
Today, we are going to talk about how we're going to Dragon Con.
Our first Dragon Con ever.
The first half of this, well, I don't know if it's half, I don't know what it's going to time out to, but the first part of this podcast is us before the con, and then after that will be
after the con.
There might be some stuff during the con as well, but we'll probably.
I don't know. We're really playing it by ear.
Yeah. We've never been.
We've never been. I don't do well in crowds, so I'm very nervous, and because I'm very nervous, we asked a lot of people for advice, and tonight is the night before.
Yep.
I'm 90% packed. I got the good snacks. And I think as, like, Dragon Con newbies, we should discuss the advice we've gotten and what we expect.
Always wear protection.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure there's verbal consent.
Mm-hmm.
And just go crazy down there.
I think you're thinking of something else.
What am I thinking about? Oh, okay.
The street?
Yeah. Okay, so what advice did we get? Keep your phone charged.
Uh-oh.
Many people said bring batteries.
Already in trouble. My phone's literally dead right now.
It's dead right now?
Yeah, we should actually immediately after this put it on the charger.
We did buy a battery charger. We have some, and I can't find
five
them anywhere.
Of them, because I collect them like playing cards, because my phone's always dead, and people are always buying them for me, like, this'll fix the problem. The problem is me.
I don't know where it went to. I have no idea where it went to. I searched the whole house, can't find it. Oh, a single one.
We have the big ones. We have little ones that are like, I have like three different little ones. Little pocket juices. Don't know where they are.
Can't find a single one. But we bought one, so
we bought a new one.
Hopefully that'll be helpful.
And I have a hand crank one.
I also just bought a new phone, so I haven't fucked up my battery yet.
What else? What other pieces of advice?
Stay hydrated. So we have water bottles.
We have water bottles.
We have snacks. People said also bring snacks because you never know when you're going to eat. And also the food court is expensive and maybe give
you... I'm very proud of... I have a hip bag that I'm bringing with me, and I'm very proud of the packing job I did on it. There are four granola bars. There's an entire...
Oh, you've already packed your food into it. Nice.
I have. There's an entire bag of beef jerky. There's... My water bottle is in there. There's fruit snacks. I think there's still room for maybe a sandwich. Maybe not with the water bottle in there. You might have to carry my sandwich. And there's cashews. So...
I got a little fruit snacks. I see a piece of advice here that I forgot about and we have not done.
Bring cash.
Bring cash.
That makes me very nervous. You'll be in charge of the cash.
I don't have cash. Do we need to get cash? Like, I feel like everybody has a square nowadays. Like, what do you need cash for? I think we wing it. We'll see how that... We'll see how badly that fucks me over.
I think we should have a little bit of cash.
All right. How much cash? Like, he said bring cash, but didn't say how much cash.
What are you spending cash on? I like to have more than $100 of cash on me at any given time.
You guys don't like spending money.
I loathe spending money. It's giving me quite a bit of anxiety to be a Dragon Con and all the amount of money that's taking, but it'll be fun.
Plan which panels and celebrities, events you want to see in advance.
Okay, so...
I know where you're navigating.
I don't. I have a schedule. I have the app. We downloaded the app. We put everything we wanted to do on it and...
Too much.
It's too much. Well, it was too much and I was like, well, we'll go back through it and pare it down. And then so another piece of advice that we got was like, you need to show up 2 hours before the like bigger panels. So
it's Saturday. Just an hour before.
Just an hour?
Mostly. It's just Saturdays a little bit.
But more. I don't even know. I actually got to look at my schedule again to see what that, like, what did I have scheduled for the time I'll be waiting in line? I don't know.
And that's only, like, bigger panels. I feel like smaller panels will probably be okay.
Yeah. And you looked at my schedule. A lot of the things that I had
are dumb as hell.
I... They're not dumb.
No, they're probably fine. They're probably fine.
I thought the skeptic track looked interesting. I thought the science track looked interesting.
You picked a lot of lectures.
There's a whole robotics track, and there's a thing that I won't be able to go to, and it's called micro robot fights. But it's at the same time as like one of the bigger, like the Magicians or Warehouse 13, or one of the ones that was like, oh well. That's like part of the reason why we're going. So I'm not going to get to see the micro robots fight, and I'm very upset about it.
You might be able to. I don't know. I definitely want to go to at least one Magician's panel. I definitely want to go to the guy who plays Guillermo in What We Do in the Shadows. I want to go to his panel.
I think
everything else is negligible. Like,
Warehouse 13.
And Doom Patrol. I keep reading Doom Patrol.
That's what it is. It's during Doom Patrol.
Wow. The McElboys will be there as well.
Yeah, I want to see the McElboys.
What else we got? We got Consuite is on the second floor in the Hilton. Free food.
That's great because we've, as previously covered, I'm very cheap and I hate paying for things.
Also, the hotel we're staying at has free continental breakfast, and I think they do a cookout one day. So, great. And it's like really close to the con itself, so that's going to be awesome.
I also have a back injury right now, so I'm super looking forward to all the walking I'm going to be doing.
Speaking of, there is a newbies tour. Are we doing that? Do you want to do that?
I have it on the schedule.
Okay, cool. And it's Thursday, and there's not a lot going on Thursday. So.
When I'm not doing anything else, I do plan on being in the gaming room. I really want to play board games and drink.
Don't try to do it all. You'll burn out fast. You're going to miss things.
Already overwhelmed.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Just, you can't. I'm going in kind of as freestyle as possible.
I do want to do it all.
Yeah, I do too. I'm not going to get upset if I can't. I've already realized I'm not going to be able to do everything. I'm not even going to try.
All right. The only thing I'll get upset about is if I can't do teapot racing, because I don't know anything about that, but it sounds rad and I want to.
When the Chattanooga Film Festival was in town, and I'd go to the Chattanooga Film Festival like all 3 days, I would try to see nonstop
movies. You didn't
eat.
I remember you making your schedule, and I had to make you schedule in a break for food.
That almost like exhausted me, so like I'm gonna try not to do that.
All right, I will also try, I guess.
I've heard Wi-Fi is bad. I don't know how to make sure we do that right. That's just Wi-Fi.
Be aware, Wi-Fi is bad. I guess.
I have heard if you want to see the parade, you got to get there real early.
I've also heard that we shouldn't go see the parade.
It's also on TV apparently, so you can just watch it.
Great, that's what I do with the Macy's Day.
I've also heard because the parade is so packed, just go to the dealers because there won't be as many people at the dealers room, which apparently
smart.
There'll be lines out the door for the dealers room, so which is, I mean, it's not dealers room, it's like four stories of dealers, so
that's what. Can you tell me what the difference between a dealer and an exhibitor is?
I think they're the same thing.
They're listed as both in the app, which made me think, like, maybe they're different.
One of them deals and one of them exhibits.
All right, never mind. Forget I asked.
I have no idea. Everybody said go see Voltaire, so we're going to try to do that. It's at midnight.
I know. We're so old. It's like, I don't know if I can make it up till midnight. But I have liked Voltaire for a long time.
The band I really want to see is at 11, and that's even...
Is that the same day?
No, it's a different day. The Cybertronics Spree. Yeah, they dress up like Transformers, which is not a thing I care about, but their music is good. So. Right. I've heard some of their music on YouTube. They did a Weird Al cover. Anyway, they're cool. If you want anything from the Dragon Con store, get it on Thursday, but I don't know if I want anything from the Dragon Con store.
I don't know what's at
There's a dragon plushie.
That sounds kind of cute. I don't need that. I'm going to try really hard not to spend too much, but there is one thing that I'm kind of hoping to find that might be kind of expensive.
So, a functioning lightsaber.
No, those would be pretty easy to find, I imagine. You mean functioning like...
Yeah, like it slices, it dices.
I want to find a nice dress vest because people keep threatening to invite me to like formal parties or like proms, and I don't have anything that I can wear to those. But I think maybe if I could like find like a good like costuming place and get like a fancy like tail coat or something.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, then I could feel cool instead of being like, I don't want to do a prom. I just have jeans.
I'm afraid I'm going to try to buy too much stuff.
I'm going to be fucking watching you.
What if they have like a cheap DVD place and I can just get a bunch of cheap DVDs?
Oh, Lord.
I want to get all the Doctor Who Blu-rays. What do they got them real cheap?
Define real cheap.
I don't know. Cheaper than they normally cost.
So pretty expensive if you're buying all of them.
I don't need all of them. I have two of them.
Okay.
I'm talking about the Blu-rays, not the DVDs. Yeah. Blu-rays. There's not as many Blu-rays.
Okay.
We've only done some. They're doing the first Doctor soon. I'm excited about that. Oh, another thing, the Dragon Con app updates all the time, and that also, like, worries me, because, like, I'm, like, trying to be like, I'm just gonna go with the flow, but if they fuck up, like, one of the panels, then I'm like, I definitely want to do that one.
And then all of a sudden it's...
Yeah, it, like, oh no, I gotta go now! That worries me. Just be on time. The good bathrooms are in the Marriott.
I want to know what that means.
And apparently it's the ones on the lower floor better.
Better for... They're just cleaner?
I assume.
All right.
So if you got to do any removal of bodily fluids and solids,
ew,
do it there. Hand sanitizer after every escalator. Wear comfortable shoes no matter what your outfit is.
Yeah, I've just got sneakers. I was going to say something and you full on interrupted me.
Oh, I thought that's what you were going to say.
Why?
Because it's very important. Very impotent. No, that's bad. Continue?
No, I want you to sit in that. One of the pieces of advice that seems very helpful to me, because I mentioned that I do not do well with crowds. I've been very nervous about going to Dragon Con. Part of the reason why this is our first one is because I have really bad anxiety. And so somebody let me know that I can get my badge through disability services.
You can get a sticker for your badge.
A sticker for my badge. And that they'll have, like, places to wait in line outside the line, which makes me want to weep. Yeah. Like, the relief that I felt from somebody just saying, like, oh yeah, that's an option, was immense. So hopefully that's something that we can take advantage of.
That's actually something you should probably pack. Fidgets.
Oh, I should pack some fidgets.
I'm planning on taking my little pineapple,
pineapple
that you've been popping throughout this whole podcast.
Right in front of the mic.
It's okay. We have a pop filter.
Is there anything else?
Yeah, what are you excited about? What do you want to see the most?
I want to see teapot racing. I'm excited, like, weirdly excited about the Warehouse 13 panels. That was my favorite show for a long time.
Yeah, it's possible we might not get to see that Jinx one. I won't. I think it's at the same time as Guillermo, so.
I'm also kind of just excited at the, like, amount of people that I know who are also going.
People that have been on our podcast before that are going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Lainey Lex Terminate.
Mm-hmm.
R. Alan Seiler.
Mm-hmm.
Probably others. Oh, Mike Gordon.
Mike Gordon will be there. I'm very excited for the game room. When we would go do Hulanta, I worked Hulanta, so I would work, and then I would go to the game room, and that's it. The game room was, like, the most important thing of cons to me, so I'm very excited to, like, be at a bigger con and see what they've got. If I'm not at a panel, I'm gonna be in the game room.
Do you think anybody will come up to us and be like, hey,
no,
watch a thought of Rassilon?
I think people might recognize you as the man from Facebook gaming.
Or are we doing that update now? Yeah. I work for the people who do Facebook gaming, so you can see my dumb face.
He's
telling you how to use
very famous on Instagram reels.
They've put up two. There may be more by now, who knows, but it's probably just the two. I tell you to use this power up filter, and then I tell you how to use the power up filter. Those two videos, they already have more views than over 90% of my YouTube videos.
So I think somebody's going to recognize you from that. I think somebody's going to be like, oh man, it's the power up guy. And that'll be you.
Oh God, I hope I'm known as the power up guy.
The power up guy.
Perfect. do you think you'll get drunk?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't. That's one of the things I left out in my immaculately packed bag.
Booze.
There is also a small bottle of Fireball whiskey.
And we are there officially as representatives of the ESO network. So we're going to hang out with all them nerds as well.
Yeah, it'll be very exciting.
They're doing a 10-year anniversary panel, and we will... I'm not sure if... I don't think we're on it, but we'll be there.
Yeah, but we'll be there.
And if they want to pull us in on it, I'll be on it.
What are you going to talk about?
I'll talk about the power-up filter by Facebook Gaming. actually, you know what? I am on a panel. I'm not on any physical panel there, but I am on a virtual panel, which you can listen to, watch, whatever you do with it. You can watch it right now, I think. I don't know where it's at, but, like, wherever they put the Dragon Con virtual panels, I think it's on YouTube.
Good plug.
Thank you. It's about the Fifth Doctor. It's called, what is it? Braveheart? Is it Braveheart Tegan or is it just Braveheart?
I think it's just Braveheart.
It's about the Fifth Doctor. R. Alan Seiler's on it as well as some other cool people.
I don't know if you know, but, like, so your name is in the app as a speaker.
Oh, God, is it?
Yeah.
Is that the only panel I got? I didn't know that. That's kind of cool.
It is cool.
I'm a speaker at Dragon Con and I ain't ever been. technically, if I didn't go, I'd still be a speaker.
And yeah.
I could have been a speaker at Dragon Con and never went. It could still happen. You never know. I could explode into flames right now. Just like the power up filter by Facebook Gaming.
Wow. I can't believe I let that happen.
I didn't even know it was going to happen until 2 seconds after I said it. So.
After you said it?
Yeah, it's real weird. I was saying it. I was like, oh, I guess I'm doing that. Anything else?
Did you say what you were excited about?
Oh, I'm excited about Harvey. You know what? I'm going to learn how to pronounce his name before I go. How about that? Harvey Guellen. Could be wrong. Plays Guillermo on What We Do in the Shadows. I've never actually...
The map maker.
Yeah, he's the map maker on The Magicians. I don't think he's actually on any of The Magicians panels. I think he was, and then he's no longer is, so I don't know what's up with that. But yeah, I love What We Do in the Shadows. Not enough to learn any of the cast members' real names, other than Matt Berry.
That's why I was thinking about The Magicians, because I was like, there are people from The Magicians who I love who are going to be there, and I don't know their real names. But Elliot...
Oh yeah, actually, there is a Magicians person there besides Harvey Guellen. I'm going to figure that out, that I don't know how to pronounce her name. I know one of them is Hale Appelman, because it's Hale Appelman. Oh, fuck.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. It's Hale Appelman, so that's fairly easy. The other person is Stella Maeve, maybe? M-A-E-V-E. See, these are things I should look up before we go.
Oh, you've got, I don't know, an hour? Well, you have half of tomorrow.
Yeah. Though I keep forgetting about it. I'm excited about Doom Patrol as well, because Crazy Jane's going to be there.
Do you want to make any predictions?
I predict, even though I'm like, I'm going to go with the flu, I'm still going to be like, oh, real bummed that I missed something.
I think I predict that I'm going to do the opposite, which is that, like, I'm going to spend like the first day being like, ah, and then I'm going to get there and I'm going to be like, actually, I'm not going to any panels. I just found a like group to hang with and I'm doing that. I'm just playing shitty boots in my own hotel room with a random group of people.
I'm like worried because like I have panels at like 10 a.m. and I'm like, I'm going to be so dead tired. I don't know if we're going to be able to make it.
What's at 10 a.m.?
One of the Magicians panels is at 10 a.m. and that's probably the easiest one to get to.
And it's after probably like Voltaire. Yeah.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to stay up all night.
Oh boy.
I ain't going to sleep. They have stuff like all night too.
I know. I was wondering if we should go to the Doctor Who ball. It ends at 2 a.m.
They have like movies that are like playing at like 3 a.m. and 5 a.m. They have one that I think that I was kind of interested in, but I'm not going to do it. But it's they lock you in and make you watch it, and the only way to get out is if you donate to their charity.
What?
And it's the Doctor Strange movie from 1978. I guess it's really bad.
Now I want to see it. Was it like 4 a.m.?
I don't remember when it is. I think there's other stuff happening at the same time, so I didn't even mark it, but...
Okay. Well, I'm done recording this now, so...
Yeah.
We need to go to bed! I need to finish packing!
We're going to Dragon Con tomorrow, so I'm going to play a quick ad... And then we'll be back with our final thoughts.
Final thoughts!
On Dragon Con. We'll be back with
What
We Do. Yeah. What We Did in the Shadows.
I think we should call the podcast that.
That's a What We Do in the Shadows podcast.
I think that's really clever. We should use that. I don't see any reason why we couldn't.
Anyway, we're just rambling now. Bye.
Bye.
Well, no. Don't leave.
No? Oh, yeah.
Don't leave.
We're leaving. You stay.
You stay. Listen to this ad, and then we'll be back, but like 5 days in the future. At least. Bye. No! Stay!
Hey, hey, we're Monkeying Around, a podcast about the monkeys.
Almost 12 years old, Davy Jones was it for me.
I was having problems dancing and tambourining. I got overzealous and overly excited.
Like, we've had our own little version of Monkey Mania 50 years later, which is just crazy.
Be sure to like and subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform. Check us out on Twitter, Facebook, and monkeyingaround.com.
And we're back from Dragon Con.
Whoa.
And the ad break.
That was fast.
No, it wasn't. It's well past.
It is well past Dragon Con, and that is because Joseph
got
a little bit of the con crud.
Got a little sick. Weirdly, I wasn't sick for like the first couple of days of getting back, and then it just hit me all at once, and then I've been sick. I'm still a little stopped up, stuffed up, congested, whatever words you use for the sound where my nose sounds like it's full of cotton balls.
It does sound like that, yeah.
But yeah, what is that? I don't even know. This the 18th of September. So yeah, it's a full 2 weeks past. So
still not fully recovered.
No. I guess we should talk about what we did.
Talk about Dragon Con.
Yeah, we packed up the car way too full of things and people. It was me, Tony, and three other people, my parents and our friend Amy. And we all drove up to Atlanta. We did stuff on Thursday. I don't remember what.
I had a mental breakdown on Thursday.
No, you had it on Friday.
I had it on Friday. I had a mental breakdown on Friday.
We didn't really do much on Thursday, I don't think. I actually have...
Are you going to pull up the app?
Yeah, I'm going to pull up the app because I think I have everything.
Well, actually, I remember what we did on Thursday because I know the first panel that we went to, and the first panel that we went to was dealing with...
Social anxiety.
Social anxiety.
And neurodivergence.
And neurodivergence at Dragon Con. Of, like, all the things we went to, this was probably one of my favorites.
It was very good.
Yeah. It was super necessary. I knew that I was going to get overwhelmed, and I did. And it was kind of nice knowing that, like, other people, that happens to other people, and they manage to go. And have fun.
And we met previous guest of this podcast, Lainey Henderson was there. She went to that panel with us. We kept trying to meet up with her throughout the con. And I feel like that was that the only time we really saw her?
That might have been one of the only times we went to a panel together.
I didn't even see my parents, and they were in the hotel room with us.
I didn't see your parents at all. We came back sometimes at like 9 p.m. and your parents were still out. I was like, I don't know what they're doing, and I don't know if I want to know. But another reason why I'm glad that we went to that panel first thing is because something that was hard for me was to allow myself to use the accommodations, the disability accommodations that Dragon Con has, because I want to be like, I can do it.
Right.
But I'm so grateful because they really made the difference of me like leaving Friday night and being miserable and actually being able to go and do things and have a good time without having breakdowns.
Which you only really had one.
I was going to say, yeah, ADA accommodations and eating, both very important. Who knew?
That's basically all we did on Thursday was we went to that one panel and then just kind of hung out with and sort of settle in, sort of just looked at people in costume, that sort of thing. I don't think we did much else. I had to get to bed early because I had to get up early the next day. Not even for a panel. I had a special engagement.
You want to talk about that?
Yeah. Friday morning, I got up and I, as part of the ESO network, of which we are a part, I got to interview Eddie McClintock from Warehouse 13. He was late because he didn't realize he was supposed to be doing it. And he was very apologetic and very nice. Very sleepy, very low key, which I saw him in two panels after that in which he was not at all sleepy and was very energetic.
He mentioned being like late diagnosed ADHD and it was like, uh-huh.
It was just me and a couple other people asking him questions in this small room, and I filmed it. We're going to put the video up. It may already be up. It's probably already up.
I need to stabilize it.
Yeah. I'm not going to put the whole interview into this podcast, but I'm going to put the answers to the questions I asked in this podcast. Not the answers to the questions other people asked. You can go to the full video for that. But I asked him two questions. One was about what it was like working on Star Craving Matt, a sitcom he did before Warehouse 13. It was a sitcom starring Tony Shalhoub and Neil Patrick Harris, or as you may know them, Monk and Marnie. And he was, Eddie McClintock was like the sort of comic relief side character, just kind of an idiot goofball who was great. And I love that show, so I asked him about that. Got a slightly sad answer. You'll hear it. And then I asked him if there's anything that he doesn't get asked about that he'd like to talk about. And he talked about some directing work he's done. So I'm going to put that into the podcast right here.
Yeah, gosh. Start Graving Mad was a show that was created by Steve Levitan, who he created Just Shoot Me, he created Modern Family, and he has a new show called Reboot that's coming on. It looks really good. Jimmy Burrows, who's a legend in half-hour comedy, directed our pilot. It starred Tony Shalhoub, Neil Patrick Harris, and myself. We were on back and when NBC was an absolute juggernaut, when Friends was at the top of its game, Frasier was at the top of its game. I thought that was it. I thought that was going to be my launch. You know, I had so much fun. You know, they say half-hour sitcoms are the best job in town. I mean, you know, Monday you roll in, you have a bagel, you talk to everybody. Tuesday you come in, you do a script reading. You know, you hang out, you maybe put it on its feet. You know, it's like doing a play every week. So then Friday comes and you do it for a live audience, and there's really nothing like that. I mean, it's and I'm a huge laugh ho. So it was perfect for me. You know, we won the People's Choice Award for Best New Comedy that year. I think we had 14.5 million viewers per week. Frasier was very top of its game. And then this new show called Who Wants to Be a Millionaire came out, which became a juggernaut. So you had Frasier at the top of its game, then this Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and then Stark Raving Mad was down here. So on Thursday night, it went up, down, and back up. And the incoming new president at NBC used it as an excuse to get rid of the show so he could get his shows on, which, I mean, you know, I get it. It's business. But that one hurt, man. That was a tough one because I I went out and bought a brand new Porsche 911. And then 4 weeks later, our show was canceled. And I was living in a $600 a month apartment, and my car payment was $1,500 a month. Yeah. But, you know, such is life, such is the business. But thank you for that question. I love Stark Raving Mad.
Me too.
I just directed my first film. Things have changed a lot in Hollywood, well, particularly for me. I'm now an older. I'm older, so I've kind of aged out of the target demographic for ad buyers, you know. So, you know, it's been harder for me to get a job. So I kind of have stepped outside of the Hollywood production realm and have been working with a small company that called JC Films. I did a few little parts for him, and then he was like, man, you're so great with the actors. Would you direct one of these films? I was flattered. And we're just on our last cut. And I just saw the third cut, and then we have a fourth cut, and then we're going to lock. And man, that was exciting. For the first time in a long time, I was really excited about the process. You know, I love working with other actors, young actors, actors that are just starting, you know, when they have when they're having a problem, and then if I can help them kind of get to where they need to be as an actor, you know, seeing the lights come on for them and being a part of that is really motivating for me, and so I hope I get to do that some more. The film's called Miracle at Manchester. It's based on a true story, and when it's ready, I'll put it up on my social media so everybody can check it out. It's just really a nice story. I invited one of my friends over who's a jaded actress just like me. You know, she and I have been friends for 20 some years, and she watched it with us, and when it ended, she looked over at me and she goes, "Oh, really good movie." And so that's how I know, because otherwise she'd have been like, "Oh gosh, that was really nice." You know, she's like my sister, you know. So to have her turn to me and look and kind of look me in the eye and kind of go, "Huh, wow, you pulled it off." That was a big compliment from her. So hopefully you guys check it out. You'll feel the same.
Excited to see it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow, wasn't that great?
That was great.
Yeah, he was really nice. He gave me a hug. He gave everybody a hug. He's a hugger. And
what was that like? Describe the hug.
It was like one of those like one-armed, but like it was a full-on one-armed. You know what I mean?
All right. Yeah.
It was like a full-on, hey there.
it wasn't a weak one-armed hug.
Yeah, it was a pretty good one-armed hug. And after that, I went to see What We Do in the Shadows, getting familiar with Harvey. I was going to be like, I'm going to know how to pronounce his name by the time we get back. And guess what? It's G-U-I-L-L-E-N, and the double L is pronounced like with the Y noise.
Wow.
And I can't say it.
Wow, wow, wow.
I know. I'm a terrible human being. I'm also sick. So I can't.
Don't be mad at him. He's sick.
Harvey Guyet.
What? You couldn't have taken 5 minutes to have looked it up and been in this situation.
I tried to say it immediately after they said it in the panel, and I was like, I can't say it. My mouth doesn't want to.
You can learn it. Hey, yeah, you can learn it.
I can learn it. Is it Harvey Guyet? No. Is that right?
I don't know.
You did not go to that panel. You missed out. It's a really good panel. He's really funny and very sweet, and he's just a very nice guy. Talked a lot about queer representation and also plus-sized
dudes getting to be action heroes, which is not a thing. He gets to do that, and that's very cool, and I agree. I think it's pretty great. And he did impressions of literally everybody in What We Do in the Shadows, and he did them all dead on. His Matt Berry is particularly good. And I still, at this point, have not seen you. I went to Severance panel, Severance of Two Minds, which is about the show, the Apple show Severance with Adam Scott, which we've both seen and is very good. Recommend it. Watch it. It's got Christopher Walken and John Turturro, and it's very good. But one of the panelists was previous guest on this podcast, Felicity Cousinitz. So I got to see Felicity, and I got to meet her husband for the first time.
That's true.
Kevin, who does the Flopcast. We've seen him a lot in ESO Network meetings, but never actually got to... This is our first time getting to see him in person. You didn't meet him at this point. You met him later.
I met him at the ESO anniversary panel.
Yeah, I got to meet him there. I still haven't met you at this point.
I didn't go to a panel until 7 p.m., I think, on Friday.
You went to the middle of a 4 o'clock one. While I was doing all this, you were at the dealer's room?
I was in the dealer's room.
And then you got very overwhelmed.
I did. I got a little overstimulated. I didn't eat enough. Got some cool stuff in the dealer's room, and Amy did teach us about Swag and Seek.
Yeah.
And that was very fun.
We were, looking at bushes the entire day. And even a few days afterwards, I would see, potted plants in, stores and
it
stuff.
It did and be give like, me, hey, like Tetris brain. When you play Tetris and you can see it when you close your eyes, or when you play Tony Hawk and you're like, I could grind that. Yeah. It gave me that. I was like, that's part of plant. And it's like, I am home. No one's hiding little trinkets.
Oh, you haven't found all the trinkets I've hit around the house?
Oh, no.
I didn't do it, but that would have been nice.
That would have been cool.
So yeah, Swag and Seek's really cool. That's the thing. Did we know about that before going in? I don't remember.
I didn't know about it.
Day one, the first thing I found was a pair of Simpsons earrings. They were awesome. Hit the jackpot right off the bat. They're like,
you kind of did.
Bart, Lisa, and Maggie. They're really cool.
I have a Swag and Seek story.
Oh yeah, tell your Swag and Seek story.
And this happened shortly after my I've never do it, my meltdown of I want to go home.
No, this was a different, that's a different
day. It was a different day, but it was the next day. I mean, Dragon Con is just a big smeary mess of things that happened.
Yeah.
Time is meaningless.
I have a pretty solid timeline of it because I've got it all in my notes.
Anyway.
Tell your story and think so.
Yeah, I would love to tell my story. Thank you.
Go for it.
Joe and I had been scoping out plants.
You actually grabbed one that was outside because it was raining.
It was raining. And it was a little doll. I think they were those little, what are they called?
Shopkins?
Shopkins. Like something like that. But they were little dolls. And I grabbed it and I was going to rehide it because I don't have any use for that thing in particular. But it was raining. I didn't want it to get wet. And so we were headed to what panel?
I don't remember.
It was one of the big ones because we were trucking
it. I don't remember McElroy's.
I think it was McElroy's. My point is that we had somewhere to be and had to get there in time. But I had picked it up to get it out of the rain and I was going to rehide it. And on the way there, I saw another, it was a cute little bee pin and it said be positive. And I go to snag it. And as I do, I hear
at the information desk.
At the information desk, a mom being yeah, she's sad because she hasn't found anything. And then I hear the information guy tell her there's one in that plant over there, and I'm whoop, immediately just drop it back where it was. I'm not taking that. And the mom's no, it's fine. And I was no, first of all, no, this is hers, and then so is this. And I grabbed the little doll that I had and I was those are both hers. She's she's gonna be so excited. And she's by the way, are you a member of the LGBTQ community at all? Because I have special swag that I'm giving out just to them. And so I got a little cake charm. It was so sweet.
Yeah.
It was so...
It's the colors, right?
Yeah, it was a little, it's a non-binary, so the cakes are the layers of the cake are the flag. And I was that's cooler than anything. that's the coolest thing that I got, hands down. And so we were still trying to make it to the McElroy's. So I'm this is so sweet. Thank you. Oh my God. Bye. And as we were getting in line, the little kid ran up and was thank you, and gave me a hug. And it was sweet and it made me cry. So if you're the person who made those little cakes, they're very cute, and thank you. And that probably was the event. It was the next day after I was I hate this. I want to go home.
Yeah.
And then the next day that happened and I was this is great and Dragon Con is magical. So it might have saved the whole event for me.
Yeah, because actually what happened after your break... Well, first off, we went to the Earth Station 1 podcast where they talked about looking back at the 13th Doctor, which the whole thing was basically like, hey, Chibnall sucks, huh? I don't know if they recorded that and are going to put it up, but if they are, listen to it. Maybe you'll hear us chuckling in the background. But anyway, that was a good panel. That was fun. And then after that, we were trying to get somewhere and we were getting stuck. And you just were just like, I'm done. I can't do this. There's too many people.
You have to understand that every time I had to walk through a sky bridge or through whatever that main, the main room, the main lobby in the main hotel, that's hell. That place, every single time we had to walk through and...
Oh, no, not the mirror. It's the one that's got the like big like...
With the elevators.
Yeah, I had the... Were you talking about the one with the Batman lobby?
Any of them. I'm trying any of the lobbies in any of the main hotels.
So the sky bridges are the main lobbies, which is the whole thing.
It was the day that you couldn't find the sky bridge.
Yeah.
And so we had walked through that like multiple main lobbies multiple times on different floors because we weren't sure which floor the sky bridge was on. And I was like, if I have to walk through
more people,
I will just die. Like, I was like, I physically cannot. That's what happened.
And I downloaded a thing that I put on my lock screen that is like a little map of where, like, it's a breakdown of every hotel and where the fucking sky bridges are, which you need. You need to know them.
Literally, God bless the person who made that and then put it in the DragonCon newbie Facebook page.
It saved my life.
God bless you.
We're sitting down, you're like, I'm not doing this next year. I don't even want to do it the rest of this thing. And then you find, we eat some snacks. We calm down.
Snacks helped. We did pack snacks, but I got so sick of eating granola bars.
And smushed Little Debbie's. My parents brought a shit ton of Little Debbie's, which they were good, but they also got hella smushed because we had to pack the car so tight. Like, but the next thing that happened, you made things 10 times worse for yourself. We start heading to our next panel because we picked a panel Tony wanted to do because they were feeling bad. So we were heading to this regeneration panel.
And the regeneration panel was awesome.
Do you forget what happened immediately before the regeneration panel?
Oh, okay. I did forget. I did something dumb.
You were having the worst time. And this guy, we're heading to the thing, we're looking for where the line is or whatever, and this guy's like, California Reaper? And I was like, what? And he said, California Reaper? And then I was like, what is that? And he's like, it's a pepper, do you want one? I've got some California Reaper peppers. And I said, no, because I am a smart human being. And you said, yeah, sure.
I really think the guy thought, because like I took it, right? And I like took the smallest bite and he was like, no, you have to eat the whole thing. That was part of the deal. And I was like, sir, we made no deal. There was no stipulation. I thought he thought he was going to have to convince me, right? And instead I was like, I got to know. I got to
It was the second time you'd cried that day.
Yeah. I was kind of like, I understood what was happening, right? I was like, this is a spicy pepper that's so spicy that I will regret eating it. And at the same time, like, that's why he's giving them away to people, right? I understood what was happening.
Uh-huh.
And at the same time, I was like, yeah, but exactly how spicy? Like, I gotta know.
Pretty spicy.
It was pretty spicy.
At one point, you're like, I'm gonna throw up. While we were in line for the regeneration panel.
Well, it was fine. You know what? It was fine. It was very spicy. My eyes watered for like 20 to 30 minutes, and then it was fine. And now I know.
Now you know.
Now I know exactly how spicy it is, and I needed to know.
I was just like, I can't believe you just had this breakdown, and you were feeling bad, you're starting to feel better, and then you ate the hottest fucking thing you could put in your mouth.
Can I tell you, though?
And it looked miserable.
It kind of helped, because it gave me something to focus on other than, like, my, anxiety. Yeah. So instead of being like, God, there's too many people around here, oh my God, I hate this, it was like, my mouth is too spicy, and I did it to myself. And all the other stuff was less stressful.
That is a follow-up question. Maybe a little TMI for this podcast. I don't know. But I haven't asked it.
Oh, yeah.
Was there any follow-up problems?
No, because the guy was like, yeah, it also causes, like, crampings, and it'll be just as spicy coming out as it was going. No.
No?
No.
No, that's a bummer.
It was fine.
I was just curious. Then we went back to the hotel, and we were going to try to take a nap before going to see Voltaire.
I do want to say the regeneration panel was very cool, and I'm glad that I went. I went to a lot of scientific panels that were like, this is a little over my head, but I'm glad that I'm here because I'm learning neat stuff, and that was one of them.
There was like three of those that we went to, and I think that one was, regeneration one was the best one out of the three.
It's really great listening to nerds talk about things they're passionate about. Especially when you're like, wait, what? Like, we're doing what with science? Like, that's crazy.
It was really cool. But we were going to try to take a nap so we could go see Voltaire. And then we woke up at the time to go see Voltaire. And it was like,
nope.
And then we just went back to sleep.
I slept a lot, actually. I failed to do a lot of the things we planned to do.
It's at midnight.
I was also told that that's like stressing out about doing everything is going to make you miserable. So I chose to sleep a lot.
So the next morning we got up and we went and did Doom Patrol, which
Doom
really
Patrol
good.
Was so much fun.
It was Mark Shepard. I'm going to say the rest of them, just their character names. It was Cyborg, it was Crazy Jane, and it was the bodies of Robot Man and Negative Man.
They were great. I'm like so glad that they were there and on the panel because one, they're very funny and told like a lot of good stories. And two, I am like fascinated by that level of fame. We're like, God, what is it like having your biggest role be kind of anonymous? Mm-hmm. Like, that's wild to me. And they were also just very cool.
They're very funny. They got into a big fight between the UK people and the American people. It was good. Mark Shepard's kind of a little shit, but in a fun way.
You said that, like, surprised.
I don't know.
I was like, yeah, there's nothing about Mark Shepard that would lead me to believe that he's not a little shit.
The thing is like, he would talk so much, but he was also just talking about them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was good. It was good. I liked him a lot.
He was very complimentary of his fellow cast, and it was cool.
I try to hit every Doom Patrol panel. The last one just didn't exist.
Oh,
it's
yeah!
It's like on Monday. We're like, we're going to do the final Doom Patrol panel, and we got there, and it's just like, the chairs had all been put up, and I think the guy who was going to be moderating it or whatever was like,
was also there and also seemed confused.
But I got to go to two. You only went to one.
I did, on account of the sleeping.
Did we go to machine learning and science?
We did. Yes. That was one of the ones that was a little overhead, but was fascinating. And also, there was a whole bunch of stuff that I had kind of like written for a backstory for my D&D character that like, at the thing, it's stuff that I had like gleaned off Wikipedia, and then I was like, now that I'm listening to smart people talk about it.
That was the one all about like AI and stuff,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Like it does, what I had come up with does work enough to use it in fiction, which is that I have a Warforged who's basically a part of a machine learning system.
Nerd.
I won't get much more into it. I really do want to talk about my D&D character, but it's fine. Let's talk about Dragon Con some more.
What's the name of your D&D character?
Their name is Repair Process Gamma.
RPG.
RPG.
Mine is Bronk Bardson.
I love Bronk Bardson. I love Bronk Bardson so much.
Brock or Bronk?
It's Bronk.
I don't know what I just said, though, but yeah, it's Bronk.
I might have said Brock back at you, but it's Bronk.
Bronk Bardson. He's the son of a bard. He's not a bard. He's just a big dumb guy. Anyway, Dragon Con.
Go to Twitter and ask me about my D&D character, please. I want to tell you about them.
What we're saying is go to Dragon Con and it will help you with your D&D character. Then we went to Next Gen Nerds, which was the father-son McElroy panel.
That was a blast.
That was very good.
Also, it was kind of crazy because it was like it was in a smaller room than it should have been.
And it was packed.
Yeah.
And they just talked about like passing on nerdiness to your children sort of thing. How to do that. How to not be pushy about it and, you know, that sort of thing. Find out what they're nerdy about and get nerdy about that with them. But also just really, really funny.
I will say this about the amount of times that we saw the McElboys. It was good to see them and not have our car get stolen.
Though, we almost had a car issue. We parked at the lot behind the hotel we were staying at. And we had to get up. My dad did it. My dad would get up at like 5 a.m., 6 a.m., something like that, and run out and re-up the
parking because it was only for, what, 24 hours?
For 24 hours, yeah. So he'd do that every morning. And then one morning he went there and said every car leading up to our car, but not our car, had their passenger side window just smashed out. And our car was fine, but every other car had their window smashed.
Have I told you this? That like now I think I can do magic. I've been kind of playing with making little jar spells. spells because I think I'm the kind of person with a lot of anxiety, obviously. Mm-hmm. I think we've discussed this. Yeah. And so I have found that, like, when I have problems of, like, the problem is about things that I can't control, like, then, like, I will just do a little magic spell because it's tricking my brain into thinking that I have control over something that I don't. But now I had a little protection jar spell just happened to be in the car. And so now I'm like, I can do real magic.
And, like, the last time we saw them, our car got stolen, so.
It is weird. Like, we just can't see the Mackle Boys.
Without some sort of car issue. After that, we went to Think, Talk, Win. That was about, like, basically using board games and stuff as educational.
Yeah.
Which is pretty interesting. Out of the three sort of scientific ones, it's probably the least interesting, but it wasn't not interesting.
Yeah.
And then we went to the second one that had the McElroys. It wasn't a McElroy panel, though. It was Maintaining Mental Health as a Content Creator, and Travis and Griffin were on it, as well as other creators, including the two people that were on the social anxiety one from the first day.
I thought they were adorable.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't heard of them before Dragon Con, but I think I'm going to follow them.
I think I'm already following one of them, nice. Katie Osiris.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm following her. But yeah, there was a lot of interesting stuff, which I found somewhat helpful as someone trying to maintain their mental health as a content creator. I almost got to ask a question. They cut off questions right before I got to ask a question.
Yeah, I liked that. They were like, hey, you know, don't stand more than like 10 people deep in the line because we find that like that prevents like somebody from being in line and then getting cut off, and then nobody listened to that, and then you didn't get to answer your question.
Yeah, but that was very good. After that, we met up back up with Amy, and she had a leg accident, and then you missed the first half of the ESO Network panel, but I saw the whole thing.
I did, and this was the first time that Amy had someone flirt with her without her knowing.
I was aware of it.
How were you aware of it?
And I barely was even part of it, and I was like, definitely it's happening. The person who came to help Amy with her, like, they put a bandage.
I don't know what happens to her foot, but like a muscle just pops out of place.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, it happens. I popped it back into place, but it needs to be wrapped up. And I was like, that's wild.
And I went and found somebody and they helped. And then they talked for over an hour. For over an hour. So just saying. If you're listening to this, we know what you were doing.
If you're listening to this, we have her contact info. We can get you in touch.
The ESO Network panel was fun. Got to see all of our ESO Network buddies like Faber and Mike Gordon, who's been on this podcast before. And Felicity was there, and Kevin and everybody. Hi, you guys, if you're listening. It was fun hanging out with you guys, and we got so many ribbons.
We did get so many ribbons. I had a weird thing with my ribbons where I
just fell off.
I lost them. They fell off, and I noticed that I had lost them. I lost them on the way to the dealer hall, and then on the way back from the dealer hall, I watch somebody else pick them up. And not that I was like worried about it, but I was like, how weird is it that like somebody else didn't pick them up until I was back on my way out? Like, the timing of that is kind of crazy. Anyway, if you picked up some ribbons that said skate fast, eat ass, that was mine.
I have one of those. Mine still stayed on. Then we did go back and take a nap, and then we did actually go to a concert. We went and saw the Cybertronic Spree. We didn't see all of it. We tired out and went home.
I got too sleepy.
But the concert was fun. It was great. Didn't have like a great view. I felt like if we were like either
farther away or closer,
because like we were right kind of to the side of the big screens.
Yeah.
So I was either like craning my neck back to look at the screen or like trying to like look on tippy toes to see the stage.
They definitely put on a fun show for sure.
I see how sweaty people get at like regular concerts where they're not dressed up like giant fucking Transformers. And they're so energetic and like just run around and blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I bet they just pour sweat out of those suits. But that was the end of Saturday. On Sunday, you slept in and I went and saw.
I'm so sleepy all the time.
I went and saw Allison Scagliotti from Warehouse 13. She was very good. She was very annoyed at Eddie McClintock because he announced that Warehouse 13 reboot's happening. And she had to be like, hold up.
No one get too excited about that, okay?
He's just a small puppy and we have to rein him in. She told the best story about the show too, which was there was some episode where she got a Farnsworth.
Which she got her first, got it for the first time. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, they're filming and like Eddie McClintock just grabs it and is like messing around with it and immediately breaks the prop. And Saul Rubinek, who's on the show.
I love him.
He just looked at him and went, "You stupid asshole." And like that became like a recurring gag amongst the cast. Whenever he would do something stupid, they would just say, "You stupid asshole." Apparently it made it into the show at some point too. Like, I mean, they didn't say asshole, but they either like cut away or something. I don't remember. But she was good.
As much as we like hit the Warehouse 13 panels and stuff, I wouldn't mind giving that a rewatch. Maybe making it one of our pilots.
We could do another pilot.
Interesting.
Warehouse 13. What would we call it? We had a title.
We've never worked out our branding.
Oh, I think we called it Watchathon 13.
Oh, yeah. Watchathon 13 is pretty solid.
Maybe we'll do that after we do all the ones we said we were going to do.
We got to do those first.
We've already recorded the Star Trek one, and that's it. We have like 5 more to go. We haven't done them.
Well, you know what? The weather has finally, it looks like, will allow for hiking again. So we'll probably record Walk With Me next.
Then I did meet back up with you after that. You were finally awake and we saw robot battles.
Oh my gosh, the robot battles. I am bummed because they were like robot battles at like 3 different times. We only got to see one. The first time was conflicting with something else. And then the third time I screwed it up. I'm so sorry.
We were trying to kill time and then we killed too much time.
We went and gave blood, which Joe's got the special blood.
And I also did one that was more complicated, and I thought it was going to take like 5 minutes more, and it took like 20 minutes more. It was a whole thing. But it was fine. I gave blood. I got a t-shirt and $20.
I gave blood, and it was not fine. I am apparently a very slow bleeder, and like just everyone was stressed the whole time I was there of like, they're not going to fill up the bag. They're not going to fill it up, and we're going to have to, apparently you only get so much time. They're like, we're going to have to kick them out, and we're not going to fill up the bag, and this has been a huge waste of time. And I'm just like, why won't I bleed faster? The blood won't get out. Anyway, what I wanted to talk about was the robots, because the robot fights was incredible. They were amazing. I had so much fun watching them. And then apparently the like guy who was hosting it is from Chattanooga. There are like local robot fights. So I got to find out more about that, because I gotta see some more.
As much as you love robots and think they're cute and you want to love them, you are totally fine with seeing them tear the shit out of each other.
I don't have a problem with a little robotic violence.
I guess you are in Derby. Whoa, robot derby.
Robot derby! Oh man, I gotta think on that. There's a lot there.
Oh, I know. Before we saw that, okay, because the robot thing lasted for hours.
Yeah.
Okay, before I came and joined you with the robots, I also saw another Doom Patrol panel. You weren't there for that one. It was just Cyborg, the guy who does the body of Robot Man, the guy who does the body of Negative Man. And I think Crazy Jane was supposed to be there, but she had left.
Oh.
So somehow they brought in the guy who plays Beast Boy from Titans.
That's my favorite character. I mean, I've not seen that version of Titans, but yeah. I love Beast Boy.
The whole time he seemed like sad that he was on Titans and not Doom Patrol. He's like, our scripts are always just like, their version of edgy is and pushing the boundaries. Like, there's just blood. There's just so much blood. And then you guys get stuff like, today we're fighting butts. So that sounds more fun. He was very good.
To be fair, Beast Boy should be on Doom Patrol. That's his family.
He kept pushing for like, we should have a crossover again, right? Yeah. Right? Oh, I should come back? I actually got to ask a question on that one. First off, I complimented the guy who played Negative Man. He was wearing a Yoshi hat, and no one mentioned it.
Except for you?
And then I was just like, by the way, I like the hat. And he was like, what? I was like, the Yoshi hat? And he's like, what? I don't know. Ah! And then I asked him, like, what their favorite Doom Patrol comic issue or arc was, and Negative Man was the only one who really answered, and he talked about nobody running for president. The character, not...
I knew what you meant.
Anyway, they were very cool. They're very fun. I really like them. I'm glad I got to see as many panels as I could with them.
By the way, we still cannot watch Doom Patrol without me being like, I was there, because the mansion is a location in Atlanta that we filmed for The Unseen World. So every time we watch Doom Patrol, I'm like, I've been there.
I should have pimped out The Unseen
World.
You
should have talked about The Unseen World.
I'm sorry. Hey, by the way, check out The Unseen World.
If you're listening to this and you haven't checked out The Unseen World,
what's wrong with you?
Please do so. That is my television show that I created along with my friend Matt.
Who's been on this podcast.
Hey,
thanks, Matt.
I'm assuming maybe there's some DragonCon people who don't listen to us who are listening. I don't know.
That's possible. Hey, if you're from Dragon Con and you haven't listened to our podcast,
listen to our podcast. It's pretty good. Great.
You like it's about Doctor Who. You like Doctor Who. We know you do.
You're a nerd, right?
I want to pimp out something else, too, because it's on my thing. We didn't actually go to this because it was a virtual panel, but I'm on it. There is Braveheart, 40 Years of the Fifth Doctor, which I recorded with Alan, who we did see. We saw Alan last day.
I'm like 90% sure that I saw Alan actually in the dealer's room before that, but I like wasn't sure enough to say hey.
I saw somebody from the Legendary Forces podcast I'm on too, and we just waved at each other as we passed by. Like, I was in the line and I was not getting
out of it. Oh, I was gonna say, yeah, like if you saw someone you knew, like going the opposite direction in a sky bridge, all you really have time to do is be like, I'm aware of you. Okay, bye.
Yeah, that actually happened when we were going to the dealer's room, which I don't remember when we did that. Because that's not in my notes.
I don't know, but we got so much cool shit at the dealer's room.
Mm-hmm. We got the smelliest. they smell like socks. Dirty socks.
They don't smell like dirty socks. They smell like old feet specifically.
Yeah, they are Christmas ornaments, but they're the first through seventh Doctor, and they're from the pinball game.
They look hideous.
I love them.
I love them so much. They don't look at all like the Doctors. They smell bad.
And we're going to put them on our Christmas
tree.
They're
precious to me.
I also got the Doctor Who and the Zarbi, the Web Planet. I got the Web Planet novelization and the Rose novelization. And what all did you get? You got way more than I did.
Did I?
Oh, you got an ocarina?
I didn't. You got so many earrings.
Oh, I did get so many
you
earrings.
You bought a lot of earrings.
I found a lot of earrings, to be fair, in the Swag and
Sea. That's true. I got some that were like butterfly wings.
I'm wearing pineapples that my mom bought me.
Got an ocarina, which I'm very excited. I got that ocarina. I told Joe. We like were walking past the it's I think called St. Louis Ocarina, and we were walking past it, and I was like, I kind of really want one of those. There's like a $30 one, and it's got the little legend. I've been wanting an ocarina because I am a Legend of Zelda nerd, and I have the kalimba. Mm. And I'm like, man, it would be great to have to play the ocarina and the kalimba at the same time. What? Not me. Someone else would have to play one of them. But we had walked past it, and I was telling Joe that, like, I've been thinking about getting one, and I don't know, because it's $30. And then, like, I went to another thing, and he came back, and he had it.
I'm very cute.
It was very cute and very sweet.
But then I realized it's basically just a glorified recorder.
Yeah! He was like, how are you? I was like trying to learn how to play it. And he's like, are you enjoying your $30 recorder? And I was like, thanks. And then I was talking to my mom about it, that I had gotten an ocarina and I was excited about it. And my mom goes, what's an ocarina? And my dad goes, it's basically an oval recorder. And I was like, okay, well, if you don't have any joy, if you don't have any joy, I guess it's basically a recorder. And I do sound exact, like I've been practicing scales and stuff.
Three blind mice, hot cross buns.
I worked out how to play.
Is that the same song?
Yes.
Oh.
I did work out how to play When the Saints Come Marching In, sort of. I have not worked out how to play any of the Zelda songs because there's so many of them are the high notes and I can't hit any of the high notes without sounding bad. I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
Yeah, it was like four floors of...
Cool shit.
Cool shit. And the next thing we went and saw was Arthur Darvill. We saw Rory. That one was a little hard to hear. I don't know if it was a combination of bad
sound. I feel like, hey, buddy, enunciate a little.
He was a little mumbly, but it was interesting. He said a lot of cool stuff about Doctor Who and Sandman, which we had just seen his Sandman episode, so it was nice and fresh. Like, he was nice and everything, but yeah, he would start off speaking pretty loudly, and then would just...
I was kind of there, and I was like, aren't you, like, an actor?
He was very mumbly. He was good, though.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to, like, say he was bad. And I think after that's when we went, because that was at 2:30, and then we didn't have anything to 7, so that must have been when we went and did, we also went to the game room. You said we were going to go to the game room all the time. We went once.
We went once, and here's why. It was very far away, and there were multiple times where it was like, oh, we do actually have some time to kill. Let's go to the game room, and then, like, we ended up...
find it. We wound up at the arcade.
It's not that we couldn't find it. It's that the arcade was in between, like, there and there, and so it's like, actually, instead of walking all the way to the game room, let's just hang out in the arcade for a minute, which was fun, but also infuriating.
Because I kicked your ass at Tekken.
But what were you doing? You didn't know. Buttons. You didn't know. You were just smashing.
Yeah, it worked.
That's infuriating.
I mean, it was a rhythmic smashing.
So, like, yeah, I...
Also, you gotta know where to put the joystick.
I guess. I don't know.
We only played one game at the board game place, and it was King of New York, and I enjoyed it, but it was too late to be playing it.
It was too late to be playing it, and, like, nobody else was having any fun. And, yeah, I don't know. There was, like, never a good time to go to the game room, which was kind of a bummer.
I think it's because there is so much to do at Dragon Con. It's not like the smaller cons where you're like, yeah, I can go duck into the game room for a little while. There's nothing really going on right now that I'm, like, super interested in. Whereas at Dragon Con, there's always something going on.
Right.
Where you're kind of like, I gotta choose what I'm doing and not doing. Then we went to the evening with the McElroy family, which was all of them McElroy.
That was so much fun. And they played Quiplash and all of them hated it.
That almost had two people from the audience playing.
The minute that they did that, I was like, they realize what's gonna happen, right?
I think they flashed it up accidentally. And, like, it was only up for, like, 2 seconds, and somebody already jumped in. I almost got in.
I almost did, and then I was like, they don't want that.
Yeah.
That's a mistake.
They had to, like, restart the game.
But the impulse to do it was strong, so I get it.
I don't think it went as long as it was supposed to go.
No, I wonder what happened there, because it seemed... I feel like something happened in that room, because it was supposed to go for way longer, and they got, like, the rat sign really early on, and then they just started, like, breaking down that room, and I think that was the room that the...
Doom Patrol was supposed to be in,
and, like, it was broken down. So I feel like something happened?
Yeah, I have no idea. That was the last thing we did on Sunday, and then Monday we went to the Doom Patrol panel that didn't exist, and then I think we went to the dealer's room again, and then we went to Warehouse 13. Oh, wait, no, that's when we were going to go to the robots, then we gave blood. Got to Warehouse 13. I missed the, like, beginning of the final Warehouse 13 panel.
Because he was still giving blood. I felt so bad. I talked him... Joe does not like giving blood, and I talked him into doing it, and then he missed a big chunk of the Warehouse 13 panel because, to be fair, you, like, did a different thing that took longer. Which, by the way, when, like...
It was freezing cold in that.
When we went to, like, donate and give blood, how did they ask you if you wanted to give, like, would you give, like, platelets or something?
No, they had three things.
Okay.
There was the normal, and then there was one where it was just getting, like, red blood cells or something like that. And that one they would also pump saline back into you to keep you from being dehydrated or whatever.
Here's
and
the
then
thing.
There was the platelets one, which would take like 2 hours, which I did not do.
Here's the thing. When instead of asking me about that, when they were like doing my like intake, the woman who was like helping me was like, "You're here to donate." And I was like, "Yes?" And she was like, "You're here to donate." And I was like, "Yes."
Blood. What?
And she was like, "Whole blood?" And I was like, I guess! I didn't know there were other options. And the way that she asked it was so vague that I was like, I didn't even know I did not realize it was a question.
Yeah.
Like, you're here to donate. That is a sentence.
The person who did me was like, are you here to donate this or this or this? And I was like, what does that entail? And then she told me. She was very nice. I did have an awkward moment where, because the person I was talking to was like, you were in like the one behind me.
Yes.
And she was like, is that your wife back there? And I was like, yeah. She's like, well, you won, so you should let her know. And I stood up and I leaned over and went, I won! And it was just some random guy. It was not you. You had already left and I did not see you leave. And I was like, I'm sorry. Bye. It was awkward.
What did you win?
Like, I beat you. I got done first.
Oh, no. I was way the fuck gone. I was in a panel by the time.
I lost.
You lost by, like, a lot. That's funny. I did not realize that.
We went back to the dealer's room, got some more stuff, and then all packed up.
Oh, man. I do want to say, shout out to the person, the Goblin King, who is handing out love spells.
Oh, yeah.
That is, like...
David Bowie from Labyrinth.
Yes. Right. Just a beautiful way to flirt. Congratulations, you win. Somebody gave one to Amy, and she didn't know that that's what it was. That was kind of the theme of her con experience, of like, Amy, that person is flirting with you, and her being like, they're what? If you flirted with somebody with rainbow hair, it's not that they didn't want to flirt with you back. It's that they didn't know that it was an option.
So contact us. So we went through all the panels. How was it compared to your expectations?
I will be honest with you. I was dead on when I was like, yeah, it'll be fun and it'll be very overwhelming and there'll be parts of it that I hate. Like, correct. I think what I did not realize is the, like, the ADA accommodations make it worth going to. Like, yeah. Make going to it possible. It would absolutely be impossible without them. Just impossible. I wouldn't have lasted more than a day. I just wouldn't.
I thought it was super fun. There was times where I was like, oh my god, this is overwhelming. But, like, even, and, like, I wasn't expecting to be as overwhelmed, but I definitely was at times. It is huge. It's huge. It's just so many people. So many people. So many butts. I was not expecting the just vast amount of butts.
There were a lot of good butts. I'm surprised that you say that because, like, I'm more of a butt person than you.
I mean, they're there. You're walking behind people for, like, an hour. You notice. There were boobs, too, but they're going in the other direction and that they're just briefly there. But butts, they stick in front. They stay in front of you, like,
that's
for a
true.
While.
There is a lot of, like, I am looking respectfully.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not trying to be gross, but it's everywhere. If you don't see it, I don't know. It's impossible not to see a bunch of butts.
Yeah.
Just skin. There's skin everywhere.
There's skin everywhere.
Did you see any cool cosplays you liked? I was a big fan of the Beach Boys.
The Beach Boys seemed like they were having a lot of fun.
They all had, like, the surfboard.
It was actually, like, super convenient to follow behind them. First of all, genius of, like, having the surfboard meant that, like, five people made it to the escalator, all five of them in a row. It was convenient to follow around behind them for exactly that reason. I'm trying to think. I saw a lot of Nadias, and those were all great.
I saw some Garmos as well.
The Black Orchid cosplayers.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful. And that was definitely one of the moments where it was like we were crossing going, because we didn't go to the Doctor Who ball. We probably should have. But, like, we were going opposite directions of them in, like, the crowd is, like, the most crowded lobby, and I just had time to be like, you look great!
Yeah, it was the clown, and it was Tegan and Nyssa. I keep wanting to say Tegan and Sarah. Tegan and Nyssa. So cool.
Yeah, they were fantastic. I think they were the only, like, classic Who cosplayers I saw.
I saw some doctors.
Yeah.
I think I saw a Seven at one point. I might have seen a Two at some point. Oh, you know, I did bump into a celebrity at one point. Like, literally. We were going to the dealer's room, and I bumped into George Genty, who does he's the artist for the Buffy comics. I was on a panel with him at Wholanta.
Yeah.
So I have chatted with him. I had conversations with him after the panel and stuff. I have his art on the wall over there. But the only thing I said to him, and the only thing he said to me, is we both went, sorry, and then went our own way. So... I wasn't ignoring you. You probably didn't remember me, but I remembered you. And yeah, I just didn't want to get in your way. We were both
there's so much of just like...
You said you saw Travis just randomly. Travis McElroy.
I think I did, yeah. When there was a point where we had, like, we had gone all the way to one of the, like, faraway hotels to, like, go see a specific...
It was packed and we didn't see it.
Oh, I know. It was the teapot. The teacup racing. I really wanted to... It was, like, a make and take. And I think you had to register beforehand and I didn't realize that. So, like, we, like, showed up and they were like, yeah, we're full. And I'm like, oh, okay. Which was actually great because we, like, sat down and ate.
Yes. It just took a moment to breathe.
And we were sitting down and eating, and I was like, I think Travis McElroy just walked past you.
Any tips you want to give for newbies?
Yes. I mean, I know I've said this, but, like, honestly, I know it. Don't be afraid if an accommodation will help you to take advantage of it. Because I had a hard time allowing myself to be like, am I disabled enough? But, like, the truth is, like, so the accommodation that I had was the, like, sit in line. So instead of, like, being in the massive crowd of people, which would have given me, like, extreme sensory overload and made me melt down, like, I still waited in line, but just, like, in a different area.
It was more spaced out.
It was a lot more spaced out. Don't be afraid to use those accommodations. If it's the difference between you being able to attend and not attend, you can use them. Mm-hmm. And, like, the first day it was actually hard for me. Like, we waited in the physical line for the dealer's room for the first time. And, like, partially just because I didn't realize, like, we got the accommodations Foundation sticker first thing. And I didn't really realize that it, like, applied to the dealer's room. The difference between using it and not using it. And, like, it is, for me, it was hard to be like, yes, I can use this. And it is going to make the difference between, like, this being absolutely inaccessible to me, like, impossible for me to attend, and, like, you know.
Even with having it, you still had a meltdown, so, like.
Even with it, I still did get overwhelmed, and, yeah. But, yeah, that is, like, I think a big thing of, like, if they will help you, they are there. Use them. And I don't know. We did a good job of packing snacks, I feel like. Mm-hmm. Like, and we packed a lot of, like, you know, protein, like granola bars and beef jerky and stuff to make sandwiches. And still I was like, I need real food. Like, this doesn't cut it. And so I think if we're gonna do it again, planned meal times as part of the scheduling of, like, this is when we're gonna eat. Mm-hmm. And, like, and it needs to be food. It needs to be, like, real hot food. Because after, like, 2 or 3 days of, like, yeah, I've eaten. I'm not, like, starving because I've got snacks in every available pocket. But I was like, if I don't eat, like, an actual hot meal, that's something that I would probably.
I'd say download the that lock screen I was telling you about.
Oh, my
that
gosh, yes.
Saved my life. For real. Because, like, I was like, I'll get it eventually. And I never could figure out which. And it tells you, like, which level has the Skybridge to which hotel. And that was, I needed that so many times.
I will say, and you and I disagreed on this, I would much rather walk outside to a hotel than to walk through the Skybridge. Except on Monday. Monday was fine. Monday was great. Oh, also, I remember what else I wanted to talk about. If you're here and you're listening because you found one of our
TARDISes,
hello, thank you, welcome. I'm glad you found one. So we didn't know about this Swag Antique, but luckily, before we went, I found, like, a big stack of our, we have little papercraft TARDISes.
You say they're little, they're just they're a giant piece of paper that you can, not like paper, but like cardstock paper, and you can fold it into a TARDIS.
So we didn't know about Swag and Seek, and when we found out about it, I was like, they're huge. They're these big, I couldn't really hide them. So I did leave some of them in, like, potted plants. I wish we had brought more, actually.
If you're a Patreon patron, they look like this.
But yeah, they have our info on them, so maybe.
Maybe you're here from them.
Hopefully somebody found, I mean, we left, like, stacks of them on Thursday and they were gone on Friday. So people picked them up, I think.
So I think I only have one more question.
Yeah.
Would you do it again?
Yeah, I'd do it again.
Yeah.
I would. Yeah.
I will say, like, we got home and I was just like, man, I miss it.
It's true. I mean, on the one hand, I was so happy to be home because I was like, on Monday when we were, like, walking through the Sky Bridge and it was, like, empty because it was, you know, people had, like, all gone and I just had my hands out, like, fully around me, like, look at this.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all this space and it's all mine. And when we got home, I was like, this is my couch and my bed. And, like, I don't have to hear any other sounds from anyone else. And this is so good. But also, like, you know, you go back to work and you're like, this isn't as fun.
Yeah, I was watching Doom Patrol. Now I've got a... I just started two jobs. Like, one of them slightly before Dragon Con, one of them immediately after Dragon Con. And it was just like, I think that also contributed to my getting immensely sick.
You really taxed yourself.
Yeah. I was like, I started a job. I'm going to Dragon Con. Started another job. I'm going to die. And so I, by, like, the weekend, I was just, I took Monday off. I was supposed to go to work Monday. And I just was like, I can't even move. I'm so, and I got tested. I did not get COVID. I'm a little surprised because there was 95,000 people there. But
I mean, you did have to wear a mask at all times indoors, so.
And I did, but I still got sick. I don't know if it was concrete or if it was just, I literally
You might have just, yeah, physically out. Wore yourself down.
And like I said, I'm still a little.
Would you go again?
Oh, for sure. Hell yeah. Definitely. I loved it. There's probably some things I'd do differently, but.
What would you do differently?
First off, I'd have that map immediately. Yeah, meals is another thing. I probably would pack less shit.
Yeah.
I packed a bunch of stuff that I didn't even touch. I didn't need a charger. I didn't need a portable charger. You needed a portable charger at once because you just didn't charge your phone up. But I never needed a portable charger. Not once. But that could be because I got a new phone and it holds a battery pretty well.
In a year, you might need a charger.
Yeah, I probably would have taken something better to record. I just filmed Eddie with my phone because I didn't actually have anything because I didn't think to pack anything. but
I offered several options as far as what to bring to record.
But did you see how packed our car already was?
That's true.
That's another thing. I'd take a bigger car.
Yeah.
But yeah, I want to say thanks to DragonCon for putting on a great convention. Thanks to the ESO Network for sending us there as part of the press. And it was great seeing everybody there. I think I got to see most of the people there that I wanted to see, both friends and celebrities.
Yeah.
We didn't see George Lowe. That's a little bit of a bummer.
Oh, that's true. We never went to the Walk of Fame.
Yeah.
Even know where it was. But George Lowe.
He's a space ghost.
Also, another thing featured on The Unseen World.
The Howard Finster Paradise Garden, and he's a big fan of that?
He's a big fan of Howard Finster's, and we got to do an interview with him. And that's part of the reason, I think, why the pilot got picked up, is because it had somebody kind of famous in it.
Space Ghost.
Space Ghost. He was also just very nice. I have a signed thing from him and everything.
But I think that's all I gotta say. I had fun. I'd do it again. And yeah, it was great. We'll be back with Star Trek, and then we'll be doing the thing where we walk around and talk. A hike. We're going on a hike and talk about something.
We'll figure it out. We're going on a hike and see if we can make a podcast out of that. I don't know. We'll try it. But we're trying some new things right now, just because.
And then there's a Farscape, like 7, a Q&A episode. Send us questions. Please send us questions and we'll answer them on the podcast. And then there's a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle and maybe a Warehouse 13.
Maybe a Warehouse 13? Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Somebody
knew who.
Somebody asked them in the panel of like, would you ever do a Warehouse 13 podcast? And they're like, I think fans should make a Warehouse 13 podcast. And I was sitting there like, should we do a Warehouse 13 podcast? I mean, I'm sure, you know, there are ones that are out there and they're great, but
they're not us.
They don't have our sparkling personalities.
Oh boy, that just turned me off with the whole idea. No, I mean, listen to us. We're great.
Are we done?
I'm done. I'm so done. I'm tired.
This is over now because we need to eat dinner.
It's been the Watchathon at Dragon Con.
The Watchathon at Dragon Con.
Stick around when we go back next year. What? Whoa. Probably. Bye.
Bye.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping at the TeePublic store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.